yesterday, oh my gosh. Everyone say, oh my gosh. If you, I don't even know if you guys know. I mean, the leaders know, but so we have Sozo prayer every Tuesday at 5:15. Someone say, oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And we speak in tongues like no other. We do. It's great. It's great. I am formally inviting all of y'all Tuesday evening, 5:15 in the hangout. Everyone say destiny. We're going to talk a lot about destiny today, not the person destiny, hi. But we'll talk about like your purpose. Everyone say purpose. And how like going to prayer is part of your purpose, it's part of your destiny. You were not created to just come to church, enjoy church, and then go home. You don't come to church. You are the church. Anyway, so we had prayer yesterday. It's really cool because we speak in tongues for a lengthy period of time. And if you don't speak in tongues, come see me, come see Pastor Paul. We're going to fill you with the Spirit, and you can come and participate, and it will be super awesome. Yeah. Amen? So we were praying yesterday, and so we pray in tongues for a lengthy period of time. And then at the end, we say, okay, what is the Holy Spirit saying? We ask, and then people just start sharing. It's super cool because, like, one person will say something, and then the other person will be like, oh, yeah, like, I heard something similar. And it's cool because we recognize the Holy Spirit is here. Yeah. There's no better feeling than knowing that God is with us. Amen?
Amen.
So people were sharing, and then one thing that I was like, you know what, like, this really goes in line with what I'm going to speak on tonight. And so Mr. Boston, come up here. And he is going to share it. Just calm down, okay? He's 16, 15, 15. You're 15. Please share with us.
So yesterday. Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Christian. How's it going? Hello, I'm Christian. How are you doing? Hi. So, as interns, we read together in the mornings, and we give our takeaways, and we were reading Luke 16, and we just give our takeaways. So my takeaway was verse 12. It says, "And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?" And I was just meditating on that yesterday in prayer. And I was thinking, like, this, he's talking about ministry. He's talking about, like, if we're not faithful in the ministry that we've already been given, why would we be given another ministry? But the Holy Spirit revealed to me that he's really talking about us. He says, if we cannot be faithful in what is another man's, he's talking about us, we're not being faithful in ourselves, in our relationship with Christ. We are not our own. When we gave our lives to Christ, we are not our own. We gave ourselves, we gave our body. We are dead to our flesh. And if we cannot be faithful in a relationship with Christ, we cannot pour into other people. Sozo youth cannot grow until we work on ourselves first. Because if we're not working on ourselves, we're not being filled up. And if we're not filled up, how are we going to pour into other people? So that's just what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. And I just thought that was amazing. Like, first we work on ourselves, then we work on Sozo, then we work on Pico and LA County and California. So that's what I have to say. Yeah, in the world. Yeah, we're going to be Sozo on the news. Yeah. All right, that's all I have to say.
Give him a round of applause. So today we are starting a series. Someone say series. Go ahead and put it up. This name is Ripe. Everyone say Ripe. Ripe. Everyone say R. Stands for read. Obviously, no other book is worth, well, I mean, this book's worth reading, but the Bible's pretty special, guys. You guys should go through Academy Level 3. We teach you all about how the Bible is, like, historically accurate. In fact, it's the most historically accurate and preserved book in the entire world. Many of y'all probably haven't even heard that. I didn't hear that in my high school. I didn't hear that in my middle school. The second? Like, Plato, I think. No, sorry, no, it's Homer's Iliad. Yeah. And it beats it by, like, thousands. Anyways, my point. I'm going to say, read your Bible. So we're starting this series today, and the reason I had Boston share is because what did he do in the morning? He read his Bible, and he got some, was that pretty cool revelation or what? Yeah. That was pretty cool. I'm going to say that was a nugget.
That was a nugget.
And all he did was read his Bible. That's all he did. Listen, if you guys will be faithful to God, he is going to speak to you every single day. Trust me, ask any of the interns. It happens to us every single day. We read our Bibles every single day. And when we're in the internship, we share our takeaways. We share what is God telling us. It's amazing. That is like probably like the number one. That's the number one way God speaks to me. I just read my Bible every day. So Pastor Drew started the series, I believe, last Wednesday. And the reason, today we're going to talk a lot about not necessarily reading your Bible, but we're going to talk about just, I guess, the vision for Soza Youth. We're going to talk about honor. We're going to talk about unity. We're going to talk about some authentic Christianity. And then at the end, we're going to relate to, okay, well, what does all that have to do with reading our Bible? Well, first of all, I'm going to say first of all. You guys all know our saying or our mantra is when we say we read our Bibles when?
Every day.
And Pastor was pretty bold last Wednesday to do this, and so I'm going to do this as well. You know what I'm talking about? So, and I think, I'm pretty sure he was like, and he said, this is what he said. He said, okay, from last Sunday until today, so that was a 4-day period, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's like, in the last 4 days, raise your hand if you've read your Bible every day. So I'm going to ask you guys that. And from Sunday to Wednesday, how many of you raised your hand? And be honest, it's okay. Everyone say, no one's judging. No, I'm not judging. But we're trying to make a point, right? Never mind. So I'm asking you guys, from last Sunday, time out. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read your Bible every day since Sunday, we won't. Okay. Last Saturday to Tuesday. How about that? Does that work? So today it doesn't count, all right? Because you're probably thinking, oh, I'm going to read my Bible when I get home. Holmes? Is that Holmes, right? Sorry. Anyway, so raise your hand. Raise your hand if from last Saturday to yesterday, you've read your Bible every single day. Good. That's great. How about your hands down? But that's not everyone, right? If we want, listen, there are so many, like, amazing things. If you study, like, the M. Pastor Paul has talked a lot about this, is that when you study revivals, they are started with people being on fire with God. And today we'll read about a revival that started in Acts because people were united. People were together. But before we get there, I need to make sure that we are all on the same page. I want to say we are all on the same page. Because here's the thing, like, and trust me, I've in the past I've had this where I was like, oh, okay, we're gonna teach the same thing that Pastor Drew's teaching. I'm gonna say wrong mentality. Because see, it's not like there's not like a main sanctuary and like Sozo. There's no separation. Just because we have service in different rooms doesn't mean we're a different church, okay? And so when Pastor Drew started teaching on RIPE and he started saying, hey, this is the vision for our church for this year, is R for read, I for invite, P for pray, and E for expect, why wouldn't we follow the same thing? It's not like whole community and then Soza Youth. It's whole community and Soza Youth. It's the same thing. There's not a difference. And so the same way that Pastor Drew has authority and vision over there, whatever he's talking about over there and whatever vision he's casting over there, it applies to us too. Yeah. We're the same church. And that is the one thing that Satan's going to try to do, is to divide us into thinking, okay, you young people, you guys have your own church, you guys do your own thing. We don't have our own thing. Amen? Amen. It's one of the reasons why Pastor Tamara's in there. Because she cares about our youth, and it's not, because there's no separation. It's all the same church. Whether she's over there, she's here, she's still at Hope Community Church. She's still sitting in church. She's still hearing the word of God. She's still participating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's really the main reason why we're teaching RIPE, is because this is a vision for whole community. Yeah. Amen? Put up my first point, por favor. Everyone say por favor. Everyone say honor. And you need to go to 1 Thessalonians. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures because I'm not going to say anything without backing it up. Oh. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. If you guys don't have your Bibles, it's on the screen. And we urge you, brethren, is Paul talking to the church in Thessalonica, something like that. Thessalonica? There you go. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor, or I must say labor, among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. I must say over me in the Lord. See, I think something that we as young people don't, there's one thing that we don't understand about church is that there's honor in the church. There's supposed to be honor in the church. We think that we come to church to listen to the word so our lives can get better, and then we go out. That's not where it goes. When you guys decide to say, yeah, whole community is my home church, Sozo is my youth group, you're joining our church, which means you're joining our vision, which means you're joining our team. Does that make sense? There are the people who... There's no such thing as Christians who don't do something in the church. People who come to church and don't serve and don't honor are just playing church. They are deceiving themselves into thinking, because I came to church on Wednesday and because I come to church on Sunday, then me and God, we're cool. We're good. I don't have to serve. I don't have to honor. I don't have to get on the vision. I don't have to get on the plan. Listen, God has a plan for Sozo Youth. He has a vision for Sozo Youth. And we as youth group, we're going to go there. I'm going to say, we're going to go there. With or without you. You don't have to say that part. I'm telling you. With or without you, we're going to go. And you need to make a decision sooner or later. Sooner rather than later. Whether you're going to come to church and enjoy services, or you're going to be a part of what God's doing here. That's Christianity. We're getting to it. We're going to read a couple of things in Acts. People were into it. I'll get to it. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Listen, there's nothing wrong with you having a pastor who has authority over you. There's nothing wrong with you submitting yourselves to them. You look at so many movies and so many songs and so many things that you learn out there in the world, and all of it is directed at you rebelling. We're taught constantly to rebel against our parents. Constantly. Can anybody raise your hand and tell me that's true? That our society consistently teaches us that when you rebel against your parents, you can get your way. Right? We cannot bring that same mentality, and I pray that none of us have that mentality, but we cannot bring that same mentality into the church. Are we okay? Are we okay? There's nothing wrong with having youth leaders who lead you. Call me a youth leader all you want. Call Pastor Drew a pastor all you want, but he's not a pastor to you if you don't allow him to pastor you. It's the same thing with youth leaders. You cannot, listen, don't tell me I'm your youth leader. And when I try to lead you, you're resistant. Don't call me that. You're deceiving yourselves in thinking because I call you a youth leader, I'm being led by a youth leader. You're deceiving yourselves. I'm trying to work here. I'm trying. Yeah. Verse 13, and to esteem them very highly. Everyone say very highly. Very in love for their work's sake. Everyone say be. Everyone say, where am I? Oh, sorry. Everyone say highly in love. Listen, I'm gonna tell you guys something. And obviously, everyone say God gets all the credit. But listen, the reason we're here right now in this sanctuary, in this beautiful sanctuary, with these amazing youth, with amazing pastors, with amazing leaders all around us, is because Pastor Drew and Tamara have sown into this church consistently. Amen. Acts chapter 1. We're going to get into some unity. Everyone say unity. Listen, every single one of you guys have a purpose. All of you. All of you guys have a purpose in this church, in this youth group. We listen to me. My hope is that I can get you guys to put Christianity at the top of your want-to list. Because many of us have it in our have-to list. And because no one's keeping you accountable, you just end up not doing it. As far as God's commandments, coming to church. Listen, we raise your hand if you go to school. Right, a lot of you guys go to school. Good. Stay in school. But for all you guys who go to school, right? School is like your number one priority, right? Your parents will tell you, hey, school is your number one priority. Make sure you have good grades. You guys get home, do your homework, or most of you guys do your homework. But you guys go to school, right? Like, it's not an option whether you go to school or not, right? You go to school. That's what you do. It's on the top of your, like, I have to list, right? I don't think anybody necessarily enjoys and wants to go to school every single day for 8 hours and deal with people, right? I don't know. Some people are different. But we can all agree, though, right, that, like, for the most part, going to school is like, I have to go to school. And we see Christianity the same thing. Okay, I have to go to school, and I have to go to church. I have to go to school, and I have to read my Bible. Because here's the thing, as soon as you get home and you finish your homework, you turn on Netflix or you start playing video games online. And because those things are on the top of your want-to list. Because as soon as you finish your have-to list of going to school, you get to your want-to list. And now, so like now after you spend your time doing schoolwork, now, okay, cool. Now what do I want to do? Now what do I want to spend my time on? And many times Christianity is not on that list because we see it as, okay, I have to go to church today. I have to read my Bible because they're telling me to. We need to make a transition, guys, from Christianity being on our have-to list where we end up not, because we're not accountable, no one's forcing you to come to church, we just end up not doing it because it's on our have-to list, you know? But if we get to a place where Christianity is on the top of your want-to list, your life will radically change. Yeah. See, coming to Sozo Prayer at 5:15 on Tuesdays is a top of my want-to list. Yeah. It's on top of my want-to list. Because my purpose and my destiny is right there in that room praying for you guys. Praying for El Rancho. Praying for Pico Rivera. That's why I'm here, guys. That's why you guys are here. Top Christianity. Did I say Christianity? Sorry. Okay, I'm going to replace Christianity, okay? I'm talking about a top of your want list. I'm going to say top of my want list. I'm talking about a relationship with Jesus. I'm talking about the one who died for you, the one who formed you in the womb, the one who allowed you to wake up today and enjoy the day, the one who gave his life for you, the one who forgives you of your sins so you can spend an eternity with him. There's a person, his name is Jesus, and is he on your have-to list or on your want-to list? And in order for Sozo Youth to get to, and listen, we're believing for miracles to happen on this altar. We're believing for all of El Rancho to come to Christ. But until we are in unity, until we are all on the same page, until we are all, like Boston was talking about, we got to make sure that we're being filled up. We got to make sure that our relationship with him is right before we can minister to someone. How can we pour out God if we're not being filled up with him? How can we display someone that we're not around? How can we act like someone if we don't hang out with them? How do we think like someone if we don't hang out with them? And listen, and that is, I don't have my Bible up here. I'll grab that. That is what this is. This is God. His expression of his love and his will for you is all right here. It's all right here. And if we put this on our top of our want to list in reading our Bible every day, you guys are gonna you're gonna more than be like the most wisest kids in your school. You're gonna be more than like the most mature people that people have ever met. Listen, there's wisdom in this book beyond belief. Amen? We'll get more into that. So check that. So Acts chapter 1. Everyone say Acts chapter 1. Fun fact. If I'm correct, in our daily Bible reading plan, right now we're in Luke, right? Yeah. Are we reading Acts after Luke? Yeah. Oh my gosh. So check this out. So in the Bible, there's a gospel. Everyone say gospel. And it's the gospel of Luke. Everyone say the gospel of Luke. And it's the story of Jesus and everything he did for us. Originally, the book of Luke and the book of Acts was one book. So you can literally read the book of Luke, and then it literally picks off in the beginning of the book of Acts. It's pretty cool. And I'm like 99.9% sure. I wasn't gonna say 100 and something percent sure. Right after we finish the RIPE series, we're gonna go into like the book of Acts and talk all about the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and all that stuff. I'm excited too. Cool. That's so cool. Anyways, so the book of Luke ends and the book of Acts starts with Jesus saying, hey, Jesus goes up to heaven and he tells the disciples, hey, before you guys do anything, I know you guys are excited to go preach the gospel, go do all these things, but before you do anything, wait for the promise of the Father. Yeah. What is the promise of the Father? What is it? The Holy Spirit. Or say the Holy Spirit. And they come and check this out. I was reading this again today and I was like, oh my gosh, like there's so much power and there's so many blessings when we just obey what Jesus said. And it's not just what Jesus said, because really it's because like when we obey like something, let me think of something simple, like when Pastor Drew says, read your Bible every day. Simple. Do we raise your hand and be honest. Raise your hand if you don't have 10 minutes in a day to spare for Jesus. Raise your hand. If you're like, oh my gosh, my schedule is so crazy and it's so hectic that I cannot spare 10 minutes to spend time with God. Raise your hand. That's what I thought. 10 minutes, right? There's so much blessing, guys. And I don't have time to show it to you in the Word, but talk to me after. But there's so many blessings. There's so many stories in the Old Testament where all someone had to do was just obey what a prophet said, and they were healed, or they were able to get through a drought, they were able to get through a famine, their kids were saved. There's so many things, there's so many blessings that happened just because they obeyed what the man of God said. They obeyed what the prophet said. Amen? Amen. I cannot tell you, you guys, like, and if you guys have not experienced it, if you guys haven't started reading your Bible every day, Trust me, you do not know what you're missing. You don't know because you haven't experienced it. And not only that, but listen to me. There is a supernatural like power that comes when you obey your leaders, when you obey your pastor. It's supernatural. God set it up so that when you obey them, you are blessed. And the more you honor, the more you're blessed. The more you obey, the more you're blessed. That is God's system, guys. That is God's system. And so when Pastor says something, hey, I want you guys to read your Bible every single day, you guys are missing out on blessings. You guys are missing out. You're only hurting yourselves. And you're not part of the vision of this church. I'm going to say this again. You guys cannot just come to this church and just sit in church and do nothing. When you joined this church, you joined a movement. You joined a culture. You joined a people that is radically in love with Jesus. And we're going to go forward. We're going to excel. We're going to do amazing things for God with or without you. And here's the thing. God's will is for you to be with us. But whether that happens or not is up to you. And that is contingent on us getting on this vision, on this track, on this plan. And it all has to do with Pastor Drew. He is the head of our church. That is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That we have someone that will lead us and will say, hey, God wants us to read our Bible every day. And we'll say, yes, Pastor, we'll do it because I know if I obey you and if I read my Bible every day, not only is reading your Bible every day like beneficial to you, like duh. Like Josh, can you put up Joshua 1:8 real quick? Just oh my gosh, because I'm running out of time here. Listen, society will tell you that here's what I heard all my life. Get a degree, get your PhD, get a doctorate, start your career, and you'll be successful. I heard that my whole life. That's not what the Bible says. And I trust God more than I trust people. Just being honest. This book of the law shall not, this is God talking to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all, I'm going to say all, that is written in it. For then, I'm going to say then. Oh my gosh. If you guys take care of the if, God will take care of the then. Listen to me. If you take care of the if, God will take care of the then. What's the if? Everyone say, meditate on it day and night. Everyone say, read your Bible. Come on, do that. Just thank you for those of you who were looking at me. For then, everyone say, then, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And here, check this out. Check this out. Here's I'm gonna name some people from the Bible, okay? But here's God's version of success, okay? Let's take King Solomon. Filthy rich. He had more stuff than he could do with. Abraham, filthy rich. Joseph was second in command of like the most powerful kingdom at that time. Daniel, same thing. Filthy rich, second in command in the most powerful kingdom in that time. That's success to me. And listen, money's not a bad thing. Bible says that the love of money. When you get deceived into thinking that money is what's bringing your happiness and money is what's making you prosperous and money is what's giving you the good life, then that's when it becomes a problem. See, God doesn't say money is bad. God just wants money to work for you, not for you to work for money. Anyways. Okay. Where am I? Still in Acts? Yeah, I'm still trying to get started here. Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Actually, I should put up Daniel chapter 1. We'll read this one instead. Speaking of Daniel, remember Daniel, second command? So this is before he's in command, okay? And this is why. Everyone say, this is why. This is where it all starts. So God's people, they weren't exactly doing well, so they get captured by a nation called Babylon. Everyone say Babylon. And they got a bunch of like young men who were strong and good looking, and they made them go into the army of King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. Babylon took over God's people. God's people, the males, the good, the young, strong males, are now in King Nebuchadnezzar's army. You guys got that? They're now soldiers. And so this is what happens. Okay, so this is where we pick up. Now, from among those who were captured, of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. They changed their names. They gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, says whatever. And to Hananiah, Shadrach, and to Mishael, whatever. Verse 8. By the way, if those three names sound familiar, like, oh my gosh, you guys have to read the book of Daniel. It is too amazing. I'll give you a hint. Jesus comes out. He makes an appearance in the book of Daniel. He does. He makes like a cameo. It is so awesome. Like three guys, like they're like, no, we're not gonna worship your God. We only worship God. Like we only worship the God of Israel. Like, all right, we're gonna throw you in the furnace. So they throw three people in the furnace. It's so hot that the people who threw them in the furnace die. And then they look inside the furnace and there's four people standing there. I was like, wait, we threw in three people. Wait, one of them looks like the Son of Man. You know who the Son of Man is? Jesus. Hold on. They come out of the furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar still king at that time? King Nebuchadnezzar's like, oh my gosh, these guys didn't die in the furnace. You know what? The whole nation's going to serve that God now. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to read the story to inspire you, okay? Now, yes. Now from among these, we're picking up in verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, oh my gosh, that in itself could preach. These guys are captured, and they want to make them, they want to put them on their diet. You guys have been conditioned to eat and drink from the diet of the world. And it's not healthy. Check it out. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested to the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink. He's like, hey, this is what the king wants you to eat. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then would you endanger my head before the king? He's saying, hey, this is what the king wants you guys to eat. And if you go on like your own diet, then like you're going to be all skinny and like frail, and I'm going to get in trouble because he's going to think I'm not feeding you guys right. I'm going to say, ha. So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. He's like, all right, let's do a 10-day test. We're going to eat vegetables. We're going to, like, us over here, we're going to be on our own diet, all right? Also known as the Daniel Fast, if you guys are interested. We're going to be on our own diet, and then you all eat all the king's delicacies and the wine, all that stuff, all right? After 10 days, let's see what happens. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter. Now, fatter, not like fatter, like we think fatter. Fatter is like more muscular, like more buff. I'm going to say, yeah. Where am I? Fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus, the steward, I bet, this is funny because I think everyone's like, man, you guys ruined our diet. Because like, thus the steward, sorry, took away their portion of delicacies. And why was that funny? Verse 16, thus the steward gave away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. And as for these, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king interviewed them, and among them all, none, everyone say none, was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. They were promoted. Everyone say promoted. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Here's my point. Don't let culture change you. You change the culture. No matter where you are. And listen, it can be in your families. It can be in your schools. It can be under your friends, in your friends' circles. Don't let them change you. You change them. And if they're not changing, then you shouldn't be with them in the first place. Amen? We are a culture. Sozo Youth is a culture. And you're either with us or you're not. This church has a vision. Sozo Youth has. Listen, there's so many things in the Bible that God's promised us. And I believe that we're going to get there when. I'm going to say when. Because I know it's going to happen. And it's already happening. When we all get in unity. We didn't get to it, but in the beginning of Acts, everyone is in the upper room, and they're all praying. And the Bible says that they were all in one accord. And they were all waiting patiently in faith for the promise of the Father. And guess what? Did God fail them? No, the Holy Spirit comes, 3,000 people get saved in one day. Because one, everyone say one. They obeyed. and two, they were in unity. Amen? That needs to be us. We need to be a youth group that obeys and we're in unity. And what better way to start than something simple? Simple. Everyone wants to just say simple. It's just reading your Bible every day.